The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Good afternoon, friends. Hey, it's Gift Briner here, another exciting program of Community Issues and Missions. Today we have with us a very dynamic person, Peter Einstein. Peter, say hello to our listeners.
Hey, how are you, folks? Good to be here.
Well, Peter has done something very interesting. He's involved in a prison ministry. He works throughout the eastern United States, but he's written a book about it, The Inmate Within. And my, oh my, I'm so anxious to hear about this book. Peter, you've done a lot of dynamic things in your lifetime, but you recently had your first book published entitled The Inmate Within, Prison Ministry, A Haven of Hope. After all your work you've done, why author a book?
Well, it's been interesting, Giff. As you had alluded, music's always been part of my life since formative years, and it was the linchpin of Sun Power Ministries for the last 27 years. But God kept putting on my heart that he wanted me to coalesce 24 years of ministry and evangelism in the county, state, and federal prison system, and create what I thought was going to be an educational text or a tutorial, if you will, for those who might be interested in the idea of prison ministry. And so Pete Einstein, the singer-songwriter, became Peter K. Einstein, the author, via my publisher. She said, I want to introduce them to the new person that you are. And so I submitted a manuscript, and I thought, okay, I'm done. We're going to create this little tutorial. A small segment of people will enjoy it and use it. And then she informed me that she had put together a focus group and that she thought I was missing the mark, that I was selling my audience too narrow. So long story short, I rewrote the entire book, changing the title to the current title, The Inmate Within, and created another outlet, if you will, for ministry expression. And I also wanted to create and provide a legacy of sorts, because God took me from evangelism to include discipleship, which is hard work, and it's long term. But I knew that I only have so many years on this green granite planet called Earth, and I wanted to provide something that would have legs and would exist after I was gone. And not to build me up, but to build up the Word of God and to be a legacy, if you will, an extension of God's Word. And so that's really why I wanted to author a book.
Outstanding. That's interesting. Just as Sun Power Ministries has evolved, so did your book writing experience. Can you tell us more about that? You alluded to it slightly, but you caught my interest. Tell me more.
Well, as I said, it was very interesting. The current book, The Inmate Within, Prison Ministry, A Haven of Hope, was and is very dense with information. So it still is a teaching tool. But it became this supernaturally imparted sensory action-adventure story with the rewriting. And I'm excited about it because it wasn't me doing it. It was a God thing. It wasn't a Pete Einstein thing. It was a God thing. And again, the original premise just blossomed with the rewriting. And that idea that we had spoken about before when we talked was that the spiritual principles that are being used successfully, the only thing that's working, by the way, in the prison system, those spiritual principles that are alive and well and operating behind the prison doors, the barbed wire, the fences, the steel bars, those same principles should be the ones that are alive and well and the people outside on the streets of America. But yet we see people in bondage and prison of their own making. And so this is a call to action. This is a practical, gut level, rubber meets the road call to action. It is a practical text, and it still is a great learning and teaching tool. But it's a hope-giving text as well, because we are truly in a lost and dying world, and there's a lot of darkness behind the prison bars. But this is a book that shows the public, the world at large, who are these people? Who are these men and women who are incarcerated at every level of society? And what is their life really like? Not what's shown on the tabloid-type television shows and things of that sort. What are some of the intricacies? How does this society within a society really operate and work? And where does God fit in the mix? And, of course, God is the mix. He made it all. None of this surprised him. We had talked off mic, and I said, men and women who are incarcerated, the inmates in America and beyond, are just like you and me, only they got caught doing something.
That's right.
They got caught doing something. I don't know about you. Yeah. I've done some things,
sure.
But they
That's
got
right.
caught.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic ministry, and the whole concept really impresses me. I've had some experiences working with prison ministries in the past myself, so I know how near and dear your subjects are. Some very unusual situations occurred during the writing of your book. Could you share some of that information with us, please?
Well, I sure will. It was God was involved in this from the beginning, and in retrospect, I can see it more and more. But there was also spiritual warfare being waged. As I was doing the rewriting of the book, which took a year and a half, I went through the worst health of my life. I developed a whole series of health issues, including imbalance, brain fog, confusion, which led to agitation, extraordinary fatigue, so that I could hardly get up out of a chair and walk around the room or the block of my neighborhood. And this manifested itself during the entire time that I rewrote the book. In retrospect, it was probably third stage undiagnosed Lyme disease, which had been in my system for 4, 5, 6 years. But I was too healthy for it to come out. And there's a story behind that story that time won't permit. But having said that, during this period of time of rewriting, I would pray in the morning, put on some quiet music, sit down and write with laser focus, and then stand up and be crazy for the rest of the day. And that was my life for the better part of a year.
Wow.
Ironically, and during the last 3 months of that time, a naturopathic friend of mine who does non-drug and prescription healing started calibrating little bits of natural supplements, and within 3 months I was back in tune. I was right on time. So that was one of the things that was a real extraordinary part of this book writing experience. And also my publisher experienced supernatural things that were a little disquieting for this Orthodox Catholic young woman. She would be editing some of my manuscripts and all of a sudden become nauseous or get headaches or feel ill at ease. And on one occasion, she went out into the kitchen to make a cup of tea, and a kitchen knife on the counter flipped up in the air and landed point first between her feet on the floor, in the floorboards of her old farmhouse. She picked that knife up and tried to duplicate that, and it was butt heavy, so it could never land on the point. And she called me up afterwards, and she said, told me what had happened, and she said, I said, and what did you do? She said, I rebuked the devil in Jesus' name. I said, now you're starting to get it. Now you're understanding
That's right.
the forces behind the book. My physical symptoms were corrected and stopped manifesting almost the exact day I finished the manuscript.
What a phenomenal story.
Yeah.
That's just amazing how the Lord works in the life of all of those people who are willing to let him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an incredible story. I thank you for sharing it. Who can benefit from reading The Inmates Within? Is that for everybody?
Well, it may not be for everybody, but it sure is for a broad category of folks now. Of course, church pastors, ministers, those in leadership would benefit, I believe. Youth group facilitators, because we have young kids coming up in rebellion or being confused, gender identity, physical and mental and spiritual oppression, if you will. Prison administrators and chaplains, because the chaplain, especially at the state level, the turnover rate of chaplains is incredible. It is a high-stress, thankless job, and they're my heroes within the prison system. They do a great job. Current prison ministry volunteers would absolutely benefit. Mental health professionals, business and industry leaders, because these folks are coming out into our communities.
That's right.
They need work, or they're going to go back to what they know for survival. Anybody contemplating service within the prison system. Families who have been affected by incarcerated individuals. Current inmates or those who are on probation or parole can benefit. Parents with rebellious children, people struggling with any sin and bondage. This is a book about a prison ministry adventure, but those principles, as I said, apply to anybody on the outside as well.
Don't have to be behind bars to experience it.
Yeah, anybody looking for answers to life's questions, this book can be relevant and informative and valuable.
Wow. I wish I would have read that book. I was involved many years ago, Pete, if I can take a minute of your time to share a story of the Camp Hill ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Long before they had that big fire, they started a computer ministry. And the people who were in charge of the prison decided to go out into the community and get one person from each large organization. I was representing the Navy at that time. And we put together a computer literacy program for them.
Mm-hmm.
We bought PCs. PCs were just young. This story I'm telling you is pretty old. we bought PCs and we networked them together. And that was when that was just a young issue to be able to tie these PCs together and let them talk to each other. And then put together a curriculum. And then we had to select the students who would be able to participate, because you only had 12 computers, a classroom for 12 PCs.
Yeah.
And so we had to come up with the criteria, like they had to have less than 2 years because it was a two-year program.
Yeah.
They had to have 2 years before they could get out and things like that. And then we had to interview them because the people that worked inside the prison were afraid to make the selections themselves. Their lives could be in jeopardy. So I helped to put together the purchase of those PCs, put together a curriculum for the teacher, and also interview the inmates and selected them. It was a fantastic experience, but I could have really used your book, because I am very shocked and surprised at the various kinds of personalities found within those prison walls.
And
everything you can think of was in there.
And the creativity and intelligence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A pastor friend of mine said that there's a lot of really intelligent, creative people in prison.
There was.
Absolutely.
There was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how can people contact you to learn more about your new book and the SunPower Ministries, both?
There are different ways to contact us. Pete Einstein, SunPower, S-O-N, capital P-O-W-E-R, SunPower Ministries, P.O. Box 952, Carlisle, PA, 17013, phone number 717-701-1333. Again, P.O. Box 952, Carlisle, or 717-701-1333. The SunPower website is being completely redone as we speak, and so I do have a dedicated website, author website, which is www.theinmatewithin, all one word, theinmatewithin.com.
Fantastic. Pete, you're a very exciting person to speak to. You've had a wonderful life, and your ministry is to be commended. I really need to learn more about this. Hopefully sometime in the future, we can have you back. Would you be willing to come back and speak to us?
Certainly. Always glad to visit with you here.
I would like to get some additional information and find out how your ministry's working, how your book sales are going. Do you have any plans on writing a new book in the future?
I do. I have something in mind, or God has something in mind for me. But before I do that, this book is just getting started. And my desire is to go throughout the nation and beyond to help promote and distribution. And it's great because I can do it within the context of ministry.
Tremendous. Thank you for being here, my friend. Hope to see you again. Gift Briner saying so long for now. Catch you later.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.